This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I did mention there a little bit that there was seemingly a bit of an update on the Abdul Carter situation. Late last night, it was reported that he, through the testing. Sal mentioned it when he met with us. Like, the really big thing here is the medical testing. Something popped up with him. And now, this is about an hour ago, this is from Adam Schefter. Doctors told Penn State defensive end and projected number one overall pick, Abdul Carter, that after further scans on his right foot, surgery is not advisable. Carter will work out at his March 28th pro day at Penn State. Quote, I cannot be more confident that there will be a non-factor when he's drafted. Carter's agent Drew Rosenhaus said today he will put on a show at his pro day, which, of course, as we've mentioned, that's sort of become where a lot of these guys will actually work out. There's a lot less variables. The schedule is much more regimented. It is not as intense. Sal mentioned it too. These teams get 60 interviews, and many of them, you know, we're seeing with the Bills now, the Bills are grabbing essentially every defensive lineman that's there, every cornerback and safety that is there. And really going from there. And for a lot of these guys, a lot of teams are doing the exact same thing. So they're, you know, half testing, half getting ready, you know, staying loose. And then they're trying to fly up to meetings. And then they've got this medical test, which that could be, you know, we've all been to a doctor's office. That could be a whole adventure.
Yep. And we've all been to a doctor's office.
You know, and then here, to perfect example.
Look
what the testing has become, too. The testing used to be in the morning. Now it's an all-day event. You are meeting with the media, you know, yesterday. Then today, we just mentioned all that stuff. And then now later, you will have workouts most of the day. And as many of us have mentioned, for a lot of these guys, wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks even, you run a bad 40 time, that baby sticks with you forever. Positive or negative,
Yeah. It
sticks with you forever. You mentioned with DK Metcalf. He runs a bad 3-cone because someone gave him bad advice on running it.
And he went in the third round.
Yeah, and you brought it up too. The DK Metcalf combine, I remember, was how much of a roller coaster it was, because he comes in, he's this huge human being. I mean, you know, physically off the charts. His 40 time is unbelievable. And then the 3-cone happens. And it was this immediate, like, you know, and you saw it last year with guys like Brian Thomas Jr., Adonai Mitchell. You know, there'd be one test or one stat that they're grouped with like a bunch of bad receivers, and you're like, that's the one. That's the stat that tells me they're not going to be successful. For Metcalf, it was the 3-cone, that he was grouped with a lot of bad, slow receivers, and it was like, he's never going to be able to reach that 4.3 speed. Why are we even doing this? And it probably cost him to be, what, the last pick of the second round?
Yeah.
You know,
it was nearly third-round pick.
That's why a lot of these guys don't end up testing at the combine. It's not advantageous for them. Now, some of these guys that are going to be from smaller schools or, you know, here, perfect example, Xavier Worthy. You run a good 40 time, you are in the first round. You are getting paid a couple more million dollars than you would have if you ran a 4.39 40-yard dash. Or even at your pro day where no one's really paying attention. Instead, he does that at the combine. He's the star of the combine because he breaks a record that, you know, was standing forever. And he's a first-round pick right at the end, but he's a first-round pick. And that's for a lot of these guys. It's the same why you're seeing some quarterbacks throw, but not others. The last number one overall pick at quarterback to throw at the combine, Derek, was Baker Mayfield in 2018. And if you remember, I mean, we all remember that draft class, there was not a consensus on who the number one pick was, especially at quarterback.
That is true.
And Cam, I think, can only hurt themselves by throwing. If you have a bad day at the combine, that could be all the difference in a relatively weak quarterback class.
Yeah, I'm great at starting sentences there. When it came down to it, when Mayfield did that, it was an attempt to raise draft stock, take that risk, and really have a chance when you were in a slugfest with, quite frankly, two or three other people for being the top quarterback selected.
Yeah, they all were fighting to, weird.
Save for Jackson.
Yeah.
They were all fighting to be the first quarterback taken.
Yeah, weirdly by, you know, Cleveland. You're all fighting to go to Cleveland. I'd never heard that in my life. But, well, here we are.
I mean, Mayfield made that work.
That's right. But, you know, I don't. He wanted it. I haven't
See,
seen for
it
sure.
It made sense.
Yeah, I haven't seen for sure, but I think Milroe's throwing at the combine as well. Of course him and, you know, him, Jackson Dart, Quinn Ewers, of course they're throwing at the combine. You've mentioned a lot. A team late in the first round wanted that fifth-year option on a quarterback, and all takes maybe a good day at the combine and your pro day throwing-wise from guys that maybe were up and down this year.
That's all you need.
It's all you need.
Any sort of way to bump the draft stock. You're taking a risk doing this because if you look terrible, you're going to be a day three pick.
But a lot of these guys are like,
take a shot.
Take a shot. I need, shot in the arm. We talk about it a lot with the Sabres. I need a shot in the arm. Some of these guys, that's what this is.
If you're able to boost the stock, take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like that there are, like, for your safer prospects, it's like, yeah, we're going to make them the best option possible. We're going to make them look the best that we can at a pro day. Because there's more control to what you can do, who you bring in, and chemistry and familiarity with drilling is important there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are desperate for a way to find any sort of advantage, any sort of boost, you take that chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also do the pro day where you are able to make better fits. So I do not mind that more players are not doing all of the testing at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, as you said, it's the off field that is truly mattering more these days anyway.
Yeah, all the
it
good
is
performance
the anomalies.
Too. Yeah, all the good performances will do is, as Sal put it, it's going to force teams to go back and look at the tape. Which, if you leave with a good impression, it may be, yeah, you know, all right, we can work on that. We can fix that. Where if you have a bad performance, it goes, all right, that's not changing.
If there was a bad performance, it's what are we missing? Why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for nitpicks. If you do something well at the combine, you are looking for, okay, you're looking for the extra pieces that you were missing.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to find a positive. So it has to do with mindset as well. And that's why when it's got to be a catastrophically bad performance at a combine for it to really garner people's attention and affect draft stock that way.
Because now
you're looking at nitpicks.
Yeah, we have seen disastrous. I'm blanking on anything that come to mind. I usually only remember the good ones. But I mean, there have been combine performances where you're like, oh, well, that's not good.
And for me, that starts with DK. The most memorable one for me is DK.
Mm-hmm. For positive and negative, yeah.
Metcalf has such a bad three cone that he ends up in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant was found during the combine medical evaluations to have a hamstring strain. He won't be participating in on-field drills today. Rooting for his health, but
that's going to affect draft stock.
That may affect. Well, look, he was a guy who mentioned I'm running a 4.8 in the 40 at 345 pounds.
We will not know now. Teams are like, I get to miss that.
It could be something.
Hey, you know what? Good that it's being missed.
Again, I'm not rooting for injuries, but that was something I was thinking about coming in this morning is like, if he can't blow up the combine, his name kind of just goes into the shuffle. Maybe a Shamar Stewart, who is an athletic freak out of A&M, blows up the combine today. Now he's the guy you keep hearing about, like he's the first round talent. He's the, you know, the surprise pick of the first round. And a guy like Grant, who most of his college career was a Robin, can continue to kind of be that.
I'm just saying.
I'm not rooting for it.
I love how you're rationalizing.
But, well, it
is. This is your guy. This is your draft.
It's totally
my guy.
This
is your first round draft crush.
It's totally my guy. This is the fastest, by the way, I've found, like.
You've identified a player that you are ready for.
Yeah.
And this is the part where I can always appreciate being friends with you. That you will say some unhinged stuff.
Absolutely.
Particularly off air about these sorts of things.
Yep.
And being able to ask you questions like that is fun to me. And I'm just like, hey, guess what? Kenneth Grant.
I mean, I text reporters of the Bills going, like, tell them. I'll pick them up at the airport when the Bills draft them.
Yep.
Do it. Got a response.
Exactly.
It was, we'll pick them up at the airport.
There you go.
So I've got a group going.
You also got a new phone, who dis?
Yeah, well, that's – but I knew that was coming. So it wasn't legitimate. It wasn't the bad one. I knew it was coming.
But it still happened.
It still happened.
It's
my,
not...
my heart broke just a little. Just a hair.
You're just like,
Just a hair. It's fine. But Sal brought this up too, is the medical reports. This is maybe the most important thing. And there will also be some teams that don't love that he had a hamstring injury.
Mm-hmm.
Those typically become something that does happen a lot in your career. If you get one, two in college, it's like, okay, here we go.
Got to keep the hammies loose.
And the Bills may be one of those teams that go, I don't love that.
Yep.
I don't love that. I want a clean bill of health coming into the NFL.
Because the Bills oftentimes do not take players with injury concerns.
Mm-hmm. So look, I'm sitting here going, like, this could be great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The Bills. The Bills also could be going like, we'll take somebody else. Derek Harmon out of Oregon is another guy. Not getting a lot of first-round love, but the Bills pick at 30. So you're going to get more guys that maybe are in the second round, what have you. 803-0550, number to call if you want to jump in on this conversation, talking Combine. We'll talk Sabres as well throughout the day. Let's get connected to, though, our fans brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Anthony joins us today. Anthony, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of watching, you know, the Combine and whatnot. I mean, it's fun to watch, and it's, you know, fun to see these guys compete. But, you know, the less of these players that are throwing and following and doing the drills, you know, as a competitor, I feel like, you know, you would want to show everybody that you are the top dog. You're the guy. You need to take me. You know, I feel like a confidence level is important in a situation like that because, yeah, okay, you have a bad day, but you go back in your pro day and then you can show everyone exactly what's going on. You know, everyone has a bad day. So I just like the competitive end of it where, you know, you keep throwing, you keep playing, and it's just, you just show everybody that you're a competitor and you want to be the best. So that's kind of where I'm at with the whole combine. I'm not sure. I know you guys, you know, I know the consensus now is everyone's not throwing and, you know, the less they do, the better, you know, for their stock. But, you know, I don't know. As a competitor, I just feel like you just want to have, you have that burning desire to be in the league and you want to show everybody that you are the guy. So that's what I'm going to say, guys. Have a great day. And as Josh Allen says, be good, do good. God bless and go Bills.
Anthony, man, thanks for the call. I can totally understand the idea of wanting the competitive juice. Look, as somebody that was very competitive in my athletic career, I specifically wanted some events I wasn't good at to try to beat people because it was like a notch on my belt. Like, and I agree with that. There is, though, something to it now of the calculated risk. What do I gain from this? You know, let's go back to those, because we're talking about throwing at the combine. Let's go back to some of those quarterbacks. What does Trevor Lawrence gain from throwing at the combine?
Yeah.
He was already the consensus number one overall pick.
When you are considered, and typically you tend to know when you're talking to your agent, you have a sense of where you're going to end up at.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there are ways that the stock falls and rises. And you're typically told, yeah, you're going to gain nothing from this. You can lose more.
Yeah.
And when the risk outweighs the benefit for anyone in society, you are human. If you hear that, you tend to...
It changes your attitude.
You tend to shy away.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's you look at this year's draft class with Shadur and
Cam. Hey, you have a chance to only lose money on this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate you looking out for me. I wanted to do it, but you told me that all I can do here is lose money.
And especially, and to the caller's point, bringing up the pro day, a lot of scouts now do know what the pro day is.
They flock to pro days. It also makes it easier on the scouts.
Well, it makes it easier on the scouts.
Because now you don't have to watch everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to a pro day for players that you are interested in. But say there's players within the school that, like, you've only got a couple of, like, corners. And there's teams that are like, I'm not really in the market for secondary this year.
Right.
I don't need to go to this. So you don't have to send representation. So it saves you time. Time that you're now scouting on your guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it may sound more individualistic, but it is more effective. And it is more focused.
Yeah.
The way pro days are done, there is control for the player's side. But there's also efficiency from the team side. You do not have to go to, you do not have to go and watch all these pro days. You don't have to spend your time watching everyone at the combine.
No,
and sit there and wait for all these players before you get to the guys that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to where you want to for what you want. And it is more efficient that way, and therefore you are going through your draft prospects with a fine-tooth comb.
Yep. But again, to the risk-reward, I mentioned Teddy Bridgewater already. That was his pro day.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine his agent advised him to take the gloves off, even if teams were asking.
Yep.
Don't give them an inch. This is a process where they will miss more than they hit. So, you know, we mentioned too with these guys, you want to leave them with a positive impression, but this is also a job where they, you know, they are going to miss far more than they hit. So you give them any negative impression, they will probably move off of you. It's why, like, the medicals are so important. Guys like Abdul Carter and Kenneth Grant, neither of these injuries are going to hold them back any bit of their rookie season, but there may be a team that goes, nope, we need a clean bill of health.
Yep.
And we cannot operate with you having a hamstring strain or potentially surgery on your foot. 803-0550, the number to call. When we come back, Chris Sims sat down with Sal Capace. You heard him talking about it here when he was on with us about 45 minutes ago. We'll listen back to that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.